Bowel Monkeys.
Welcome to the Jacques Strap Moment. I'm your host, Jacques. This episode, Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend. On our panel tonight, we have Bear Hung Top, Cubby Hole, The Nard, Barely Gay, and Cubby KC. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jacques, I think we have a big winner on our hands. Bear Watch 8 is being held May 18th through the 20th in Galveston, Texas. It's the perfect time of year, not too hot and not too cold, so you can play in the warm Gulf water. I give the Cubby KC, oh my god, it's huge award.
For once, I have to agree with Cubby KC. It's huge. With the relocation of the event to the west end of the island and a new host hotel, then at the water park, I have to give it a Bear Hung Top 8-inch.
BHT, as always, you're right, Nico. Sabes, the new hotel has a restaurant, better pool, nicer accommodations than previous locations, with the addition of transportation, you know, to cart folks around, a beach park, with restrooms and showers, and with the White Trash Weekend thing, Nico, I have to give it that nice, tight hole to be in.
You know, the cost of Bear Watch 8 is very reasonable compared to other events. If you register before March 31st, the cost is only $75. From April 1st to the 30th, the cost goes up to $90. May 1st through the 10th is $115. If you're still not sure you can make it, registrations are available after May 10th at the door for $125. For everything you get at this event on a scale of 1 to 10 nards, I give it an 8.
Bear Watch 8 this year also has a full interactive website at www.bearwatch.net. There you can register for the event, set up a profile, upload your picture, and email and IM the other attendees. All this so you can get your groove plan before you get to Bear Watch 8. Plus, they have FAQs and a message board. I give it a full big bear hug. Check it out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend, looks to be a success. For more information on Bear Watch 8, go to their website, www.bearwatch.net. This is Jacques Strap, your Woofy Athletic supporter, signing off.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You're listening to episode 81.
81, yo. How's it going?
Sorry. I keep over-talking you.
I know, good.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys out of Lakeland, Florida. What?
This is Herb.
Out of
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Actually, it's Phoenix if you say it outright.
I live in Phoenix, and what?
I live in Phoenix, and I eat my church's chicken, okay?
I like church's chicken.
Mm. I get mine. I've never been there in my life because I would
have
got shot.
Oh, my God. No, it's the bomb. You just have to go in there and pretend like you're a thug. That's all.
So paint myself black?
No, there's white thugs.
That's
Jamie so Kennedy. Funny. Could you imagine somebody doing blackface walking into Church's Chicken just to buy some chicken?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's even what more reason to get shot.
What they don't realize is that whole, like, chicken and watermelon and stuff, that does not come from... That stereotype is not from black people. That's originally, like, white trash. That's what that comes from. Because fucking white people in their little mobile homes and RVs would roast the chickens that they own themselves.
I lived in a mobile home.
Yeah, me too.
What are you talking about? Yeah, because some damn hurricane made you live in one.
Yeah, for like 6 months. Yeah, but you know, that comes from like people burning their own chickens and roasting them in their backyard, and you know, watermelon is from the south, and it's just funny how that's become like a black stereotype when it's like, dude, that's really just white trash, you know?
Yeah, but back in the day, they even had sculptures of like black people eating watermelon and stuff, so.
No.
Are you typing?
No, I'm chewing.
Because you can hear
I'm eating glass.
What are you eating?
I'm eating Necco Conversation Sweethearts. I love this candy. I know it tastes like chalk, but it's good chalk. It's like crack chalk. It's so fucking good. I love it.
I think they taste like Pepto-Bismol.
I think Pepto-Bismol is like the food of the gods next to eggnog.
Really? You like the taste of it?
Well, I wouldn't drink a ton of it, but yeah, whenever I'm sick, I'm like, yeah, it's Pepto-Bismol time.
Oh, God. Every time I drink Pepto-Bismol, it makes me throw up, and then I feel better.
See, like, it's weird. I have such a sweet tooth, and you don't, like, at all. You're like, oh, shit, give me some pickles. I'm like, oh, shit, let me suck on a sugar cane. I love sugar.
Oh, my boss from work sent us some sugar cane in. It's the first time I'd ever tasted it before, like raw sugar cane.
Yeah, like you chew on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah, wasn't that good, though.
Well, it kind of gives you splinters. I'm just joking. It looks like it would, though. But wait, well, where's he from?
Florida.
Is he, like, Jamaican or something?
No, we have sugar cane here.
I know, but what boss, like, runs out into the fields and gives his employees sugar cane? Only in Florida,
right? No, it's a woman.
Oh, well,
and she's like 50.
I don't know. That's just kind of, I don't know. I know Florida has a lot of sugar cane, but, you know, put it this way. Only in Florida would that happen.
Right.
You know, I guess, you know, I didn't have a job until I moved out here because I was like 14 when we moved here, 15. But, I don't know. I can never see any of my bosses doing that here ever. Or giving us anything for that matter, except for like a
hard time.
You know, or the you're fired paperwork.
Or a cock in the mouth.
Ew.
Oh, please. No, you didn't say ew.
Not my bosses.
You didn't have no chubby boy bosses?
Cock in their like wrinkly old wife. I don't know. This the guy that I've talked about him a couple times, Jeremiah, who works with me at Walmart, he's like, he's not at the top of the store, but he's like a step below the top manager, and he's the guy with all the tattoos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute, I guess, but I don't know. He's like a really big guy that you can tell it's like he doesn't belong in the body that he's in. He's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Not like clumsy, just like too big for his age. I don't know. It's weird. You know how some people are just like real comfortable in their skin, and other people it's like, oh my God, did I just crush that? You know, did I just break that couch?
That's me.
No, stop.
Yeah, I just asked Colin. Apparently,
oh,
I'm like
please.
Terribly obese.
Yeah, but Colin's like, oh my God, I sneezed too hard. I broke a rib. You know, I hung out with him last night. It went all right. It was pretty cool. For anybody that doesn't know, Colin is my best friend who doesn't seem to know lots of things. And we started to make fun of him, but I haven't hung out with him in like a month and a half because he's obsessed with his girlfriend, and that's the backstory. Anyway, we hung out last night with a bunch of people. It was pretty cool. I mean, it's cool. I just like, I don't know, you know, listeners, call us up, tell us, comment to us. I don't know if you ever, you know those people where it's like you want to be a good friend and you're trying to be a reasonable, good person and mind your own business, but it's like you've known someone for so long, and I know, Ricky, you know somebody like this.
Hmm.
Wink, wink.
Samantha.
You know somebody, yeah, you know somebody for so long, and you love them, and you care about them, and they're awesome, great people, and you guys know each other really well, and you guys are like, you know, like click like that, but you just cannot bring yourself to agree with the decisions they make in life, and it's so fucking annoying that it's like, I'm just not going to hang out with him for a while because I can't stand to watch him do like the stupidest shit ever because it's none of my business to really say anything. So instead of saying anything, I become like frustrated on the inside. So I give my space, you know?
Well, just like today, I went to go hang out with Samantha, right?
Right.
So Sean, I guess, went home. And so she calls him because this is so funny.
Right.
Samantha's daughter, we were in Blockbuster,
Bailey, right?
Bailey.
Right.
We were in Blockbuster, and we were looking at movies to rent, and we rented Marie Antoinette, and we'll talk about that later. It's total snooze fest.
No anyway. Shit, dude.
Oh my God.
Any movie with Antoinette in the title? It's like Gosford Park. You know?
I think I think it was a good movie if you're like a history person, but it really didn't go into detail about like her being beheaded and all that stuff.
That was so funny. You're like, if you're like a history person or something like that, or some shit, some like old person or some Encyclopedia Britannica like reciter. Yeah.
So anyway, we're in Blockbuster and Samantha's asking Bailey if she wants to rent a movie. She's like, no, I'll just watch one when I get home or whatever, the one that I have at home. So we get in the car and we're driving off and we stop by Taco Bell to get something to eat. And Bailey goes, here, mommy, we'll watch this. How about Bailey stuck a movie down inside her skirt and stole it from Blockbuster?
Dude, she's like, she's from the South already. Man.
I know, right? Oh my
she's
God.
Learning.
Samantha. At first, when she brought it out, we were like, we wanted to laugh really hard. We were like, we tried not to laugh because we knew it was serious, but it was so hard not to laugh. And then, like, Samantha made her go in, and she was crying because Bailey, I told Bailey, you know, I said, people that still go to jail when they get caught, and it's not a good thing.
Right.
And, you know, because she's, like, 5. So she was crying because she thought they were going to go send her to jail. Well, Samantha took care of it. You know, she got what she was supposed to get.
Right. Dude, I did that when I was a little kid at Publix, and I stole a pack of Trident gum, and I kept it in my closet. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, really fucking good. And I told my mom, like, the day of, because I was like, you know, I'm an honest guy, and I was a good kid and whatever. And she's like, well. And, you know, we like, took it back, and we told the manager, and he was like, well, that's very, you know, you shouldn't have done that, but that's very adult of you to admit your mistake and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really? And now
And your mom was, like, pissed.
Oh, no, she was fine, dude.
She was like, take him to jail.
But anyway,
the thing is about Samantha, got off subject, is so she called Sean to tell her about what Bailey had done, and he was like, who are you with? And she's like, Ricky. And he goes, oh, so
of
you just
course.
So you go, you drop me off and then you go pick up Ricky, have fun, click. I was like, okay. And I was almost to the point of where I was going to be able to start talking to him again, you know.
Because I was kind of
right now, I'm just like,
no, yeah, and it's the same thing, you know. It's like I know that when I go there, I already like Samantha, but I'm gonna lay the smack down more than you do because I can be very blunt and like ridiculously rude sometimes. Like when I know I'm being rude, I don't do it like just to do it. I do it when I'm trying to make a fucking point and people won't listen or whatever. But, you know, if I meet this guy, we are not going to get along. I already know it because he's a bitch.
Right.
Oh. And not a bitch, like, annoying. A bitch, it's like, shut up, man. You know, like, I don't know.
Like, get over it. Speaking of Samantha, Bob says he hearts Samantha.
Oh,
she is a sweetheart. I want Samantha to come back on the show.
Yeah, that's the thing. We love her. We just, like, even, you know, I don't have a whole lot to say. Because I only knew her for a little while, and I only met her, and she was really cool, and I haven't met Sean, but just through what you tell me, and whatever, you know, it frustrates me, too, because I know people that I know that are in that same situation, and it's, like, so fucking annoying, because they're, like, the coolest people, but they just can't seem to, like, get out of a really bad situation.
Right.
You know, and it's, like, the answer's right there, you know, or they have the possibility or the opportunity, but they just don't do anything.
Oh, she's given the answer many times.
Right.
But just keeps going back. It's kind of like an abused wife situation, I think. That's what I call it.
Right.
So, right on.
Good times, right?
Way to bring it down.
So last night I was watching Mystery Science Theater 3000. You ever watch that?
Yeah, with the robots, and they watch old movies and talk about it.
And they make, like, the funniest fucking shit of my life. That shit is so funny. I used to watch it, like, years ago, but my friend has some of it on DVD, which is, like, dude, dork. I mean, it's a great show. It's just, like, the only way I could possibly find that ever coming into my possession is if I stole it, which I don't do anymore, or if somebody gave it to me.
Anymore?
Because it's good.
Do you want to share?
No, that's for a different show. That's a whole fucking show's topic. Yeah.
Right.
But because it's good, but it's like, you know, it's like Aqua Teen Hunger Force or like Sea Lab.
They have a movie coming out.
Yeah, it's bad. any of those Adult Swim shows. It's like, yeah, they're funny, but you don't go out and buy it, dude, because it's on TV fucking every night. It's like Pearl Jam. You don't buy a Pearl Jam album because all you have to do is turn on the local rock station and it's on like twice an hour. You know what I mean? Or like Ciara or, you know, Beyonce. Sierra. It's just, dude, it's Ciara.
It's Sierra.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Listeners, the princess call is in. Yeah. Listener, call in or email us. Tell if it's Sierra or Ciara.
I think it's Ciara because it's C-I-R-A-R.
Ciara.
I don't know. Remember, she's ghetto. It has to be like Daikara. It has to Daikara. Be like said a different way. Yeah. But anyway, so we watched it, and they have these shorts that they do. And they have these like shorts from the 50s where they're just like little instructional videos on good hygiene and how to like go on a first date. And they're so bad.
Did they do the homosexual one?
No, no. It's older than that. Oh, that okay. wasn't like, you know, that was unheard of, right? But no, they have one and it's like enjoying a date with the family. And it's like, you know, a dinner date with the family, you know, like just typical day sitting down with the family for dinner. And every time this girl, you know, they don't call them by their names. They call them daughter and son and father and mother. And, you know, it's just, I can't even describe. I was crying. I was laughing so fucking hard. It's like, it's only just a 15-minute segment, but it's like so fucking funny. Every time the daughter shows up, they just comment and make a different random comment that she blurts out about something that's like unheard of. Like the first time you see her, she's like, "Mommy, I'm pregnant." And then the second time they sit at the dinner table and she's like, "Daddy, I'm dating a Negro." Like, it's so fucking funny because it's like just the shit that they instill in the people's heads that watched this back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was probably like a 70s video that was mocking how the 50s used to be, but, or not really mocking, but, you know, assuming, I guess. But it's like, it made me think, you know, no wonder we have so many deep-rooted problems that miraculously we're just discovering in this generation, meaning the 90s and the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, duh, because years before this, in the 70s, 60s, and 50s, and 40s, we were all brainwashed to think that we're all supposed to have perfect families with one man, one woman, and, you know, a couple kids, and we all live in black and white and shop at the local store, and everybody knows everybody, and it's fucking Andy Griffith.
And
it's
what's
like
the name of the local store? Publix.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's only in the South.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. It's just like, you know, no wonder we have so many problems nowadays that miraculously it's like, oh, we're just starting to figure out that they are deep-rooted from, you know, years past, from our parents, parents, parents. And it's like, well, of course, you know, of course there's all these hidden problems, because back then it's like the whole gist of the film is basically to not show any emotion and to just be amiable and nice and pleasant, and, you know, you better not talk about anything real or share your real emotions or do anything realistic, or else, you know, that's a sin, and, you know, you have to keep the devil away. You know, it's like
no
it's
sense.
Like it, right, it's exactly how like old America is and was, and that sucks. That kind of thinking makes me nauseous. It's so bad. And then we wonder why there's still people that are like that nowadays. It's because they were all brainwashed, you know, years ago about all these instructional videos. And now it's like just commercialism. And I don't mean to put it all on a depressing note, but it's just like, it's just funny the way our society has grown up to be so fucking disgustingly traditional. And now that we're finally breaking off into do whatever you want, even though from the get-go this has kind of been, that's kind of been the gist of America, is to do whatever you want, be a free country. Mm-hmm. But, you know, only in the last like maybe 40 years or so, we've been like, hey, do whatever you want, drug, sex, rock and roll. Because before that it was like, everybody sit in their nice homes and, you know, it's like, girls, find a nice guy to support you while you work at home and do nothing.
And beat you to death and support
right.
you.
Right. And beat your kids while you sit at home and do nothing for 50 years and then right. have nothing to show for it. And then, you know, you guys get a divorce and you're stranded on the highway because you didn't go to school. It's like, I don't know. I'm so glad that, like, my mom and her mom were not those kind of women, because I would not turn out the person that I am. Like, my, you know, I live with my mom and she kicked my dad out because he was, like, a real big drinker, and she was like, fuck that, you know? And he's like, you're never going to be able to make it on your own, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and she's like, fuck you, man. I can make it on my own. And now she's making more money than he ever did, you know, just being an RN.
You go,
she
girl.
Can do whatever.
You
yeah,
go,
man.
Girl.
And it's just like, I wish, you know, it's probably a good thing that not everybody is like that. But for as much as people make fun of Oprah and how ridiculous and how overly generous she can be, I respect women like that for being powerful. Because even if it's a, even if it's a facade, or even if, you know, she's too rich, or she gives away too much, or she talks about nothing, or she's manipulative, or whatever, still, it's like a black woman came from nothing. Like, if you ever like read up on Oprah, she lived in like nothing. She was like a very, very poor kid when she was younger, and her family was really poor. Now she's the richest woman in like the world, and she's black. It's like, dude, fucking success story right there. I'm not a huge fan of Oprah, but I just think her background and women that are like powerful and people that break those fucking 1950s stereotype bullshits are awesome. And it's just really fun to watch these old videos and, you know, modern times, because it's like, I couldn't stop laughing. It's so fake. I mean,
you have to, have you seen the one with the homosexuals? Like, it's like from the 50s.
And it's, no, I saw totally Reefer Madness ridiculous. Though.
Huh?
Have you seen the Reefer Madness?
No, I haven't seen that. Shit. I just saw the movie cover for that, though. I want to see it.
It's so funny. It's like, and guess what they were smoking? Reefers. And it's like, you know, it's like this horrible disease. I know, right? And it's just like, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I think people, there's a lot of extremes in life, and some people go way too far with being free and, you know, too many drugs and too much rebellion and blah, blah, blah. So it's really good to keep things in the middle, but I'm just glad that as a whole, like, I think generally people have moved away from that, like, cookie-cutter atmosphere, even though I know it's still all over the place. I mean, watch Desperate Housewives, you know?
Yeah, it's called Kissimmee, Florida.
Right. Right, you know, or Laguna Beach.
Right, OC. Right.
Or the OC, exactly.
No, the OC isn't cookie-cutter, though. They're all fucked up.
Yeah, but it's not fucked up. That's normal. They just, that show is like glorifying what is already normal, because that kind of stuff is really happening all over America. They're just, the show, the OC, is like glorifying it. Like, oh my God, this can't happen in a nice, rich California neighborhood. No way. And it's like, dude, this has been going on for years. You know, now they just have a TV show about it. That's all.
It's called 90210.
Yeah, it's like, duh. There's been drama forever, okay?
I know, and we're being so cliche talking like this.
But speaking of like relationships and that kind of traditional shit, let's talk about Ryan. Because that's just funny.
I don't want to spread his business out.
Well, we don't have to. Basically, Ryan, who's been on the show before, cool guy, awesome guy, really cute. Too much hair, but really cute.
Too much hair. He looks like Hunter S. Thompson in that picture.
Right.
Remember?
He.
Or the Unabomber.
Yes. There you go. There we go.
Or Ryan Dune. Is that his name?
Ryan Dune. Yeah, his name is Ryan Dunn. Cool guy. I guess he's recently having a problem with his girlfriend, and he commented on how there's not enough sex. There's not enough sex drive for him. It's like, dude, welcome to fucking females. Are you
That's
retarded?
That's why you need to turn gay.
Exactly, and get some man pussy from us, because we think he's hot.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you just said that word. That's so gross.
I know, I'm joking.
Man pussy.
Actually, he's not retarded at all. I mean, he's a really cool guy. I just feel like, I was just, you know, when I heard that, I was like, dude, are you kidding? Welcome to women.
It's like that until they're 40.
Right, that's it. I mean, why do you think people, you know, as stereotypical as it is, why do you think sitcoms make fun of marriage? You know, why do you think Everybody Loves Raymond exists as a sitcom? Because they make fun of how marriage really is. I mean, lots of people who are married, they only have sex for, you know, often for about the first year, and then after that it goes off and people get busy with their lives and school and work and kids, and then, you know, it's like a lot of times, especially in older times, people are held together just because of the fact that they're married, not really because they're in love anymore, because they have anything in common. It's just because, you know, a pope said, hey, you know, a pastor said, hey, you're married, they got paper signed, and here they are.
And now they're stuck together, never to have sex again.
Right. So, dude, if you're looking for a lot of sex, honestly, go for guys, or don't try to get into something serious with a girl, because it's not going to happen.
Or,
I mean, there's certain...
Or fuck a whore.
Right. There's certain girls that are definitely have a larger sex drive than, you know, other girls or whatever. I mean, there's all different kinds of people, but on a general consensus, you're not going to find some woman with the same sex drive as you, which is, again, balance. You know, guys were made with a ton of testosterone and sexual drive. Women like more the passion and the romance, and you
and
put them together.
Men were built to have sex until they die.
Right, and you put them together, and you have to work with that. I mean, that's life, that's marriage, you know?
So like, if you're going to fuck a girl, you have to, like, kiss her and tell her you love her and stuff.
Well, yeah, and you have to have, like, a candlelit dinner and a bathtub and some fucking herbal essences first.
Herbal essence, so they can go,
Yes! Yes! Only 1995. Yep.
Right.
So, Mike called in. Should we play that
right now? Yeah, let me bring it up.
Gay's okay. Angry goatee.
Gay's okay.
Ever. We love him. He's hot.
Angry goatee?
And he has something to say.
All right, let me get it up here. And the call.
Oh, shit. Wow, that was actually slick. I was like, dang. My friend Grayson, straight guy. Well, I think so. I don't know. He's like, so do you like have any like hot single girlfriends? I'm like, dude.
Everyone asks me that too.
I know. I'm like, dude. I don't particularly look for them because I like the penis in my asshole. So No. You know, it's like, duh, yeah, dude, I have tons of single girls. It's like, no, dude, I'm not a fag. I'm gay, but I'm not a queen, and I don't have a bunch of girlfriends. I have more guy friends than I do girls.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to have the call, and now.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Herb. It's AG. That's right, Angry Goatee.
Oh, now
hey,
he wants to be called the AG.
Listening to the podcast on the way to work.